was doing something,
in July.
And what we label as art is up for debate. Just the roof line was destroyed. Structurally, the building
was launched
sound.
Three lawsuits contra X against the unknown.
He kind of made up some story about a crazy man making a fire. And he had found that the painting studios had been ransacked, canvases had been kicked through, printing press lines were destroyed,
structural fires set down,
the other parts of the building
were trying to build
that
a cultural
related to the fire
of
January 26th.
There was a man seen fleeing from the site.
It's highly suspected
the fire
that
was
arson.
You let it go into a state of disrepair
until you can justify its demolition.
My friend Thomas Quantin
and myself
for involuntary homicide.
Under the current laws, you couldn't destroy historical
all the residents and the people in
the
court who have been camped out across the street in a small park.
This was the most strategic place to start a fire.
Theater groups working
within
the building.
There were gates in between the existing gates.
If you take away
you
the roof line,
into a state of disrepair,
and recover the building,
justify
destroying the building.
For a long time, and pushing
for
the expulsion,
he claimed that
all was
living
in the building.
Concert series
that we were just kind of squatting temporarily.
The fire was set at midnight on a Saturday night.
The entire building had been abandoned for 30 years.
There was a man seen fleeing from the site where the fire was started.
Closed down for repairs. But they never did
a major event
over a period
going on.
Of 5 years.
Unfortunately,
when someone
after
went
a month,
to investigate,
the army they
couldn't get up
the camp there
because the smoke was so thick.
Since the time we moved in,
the state was pressing
school
for
down
expulsion.
For repairs,
which they never did then.
A group of
over
seven
a period of 5 years.
Moved into the building in July. We also had concerts about twice a week. The fire spread across the building in 15 minutes.
We also had concerts about twice a week. In addition, there was damage done by the Vigie. A local police force of thugs hired by the French government.
Since the expulsion, all the residents and
their
the people
fit
in
support in
between camped out
gates.
Across the street in a small
everyone
park.
That was there was doing something. And what you label as art is up for debate.
We were building a library.
What had happened was the army had just gone through ransacking the
due
building.
To public uproar,
an investigation is now being done.
Place for
the largest evidence of injustice for artists
was a fire on January 25th,
on a very personal level, motivated by a communal spirit.
The state has refused to do an investigation.
The highest bidder gets the land. It is highly suspected that it was arson.
Unfortunately, after a month, the army tear gassed the camp and barricaded
the fire. It is suspected it was started by gasoline.
This was the most strategic place
other
to start
roof lines
fire.
And other wings.
But if you wanted to get rid of the building and use it for private use.
Within 10 hours, the army, and not the local police, were on the premises.
Were organized printing studios, sculpture studios,
used the fire as a reason for expulsion.
Studios.
There was
they
a man seen
concerts
running
about
from the
twice
fire.
A week.
He had never been
one
seen
of the socialist
before.
MPs
was allowed to enter with a photographer.
There was a work ethic involved.
You had to be contributing
to keep moving
to yourself,
close and
also to
the
down for
repairs.
Had been
they never did
heard on the
over
scene.
A period of 5 years.
Saying the words trois fois des firemen had been heard on the scene. Saying the words trois fois
the building had been abandoned for 30 years.
For a long time, and pushing for the expulsion, he claimed that no one was living in the building. That we were just kind of squatting temporarily. But given the strength and the speed of the fire, it is suspected
right across
it was
the
started by
gasoline. Because of the size, you can never really destroy the building. By October, there were at least 30
group
people
of seven
here and
another
40 working in July.
With the support of the Socialist Party, the Green Party,
in a sense,
and also through the
there was a work ethic involved.
Society.
You had to be contributing to
you
yourself
had access to the
and
building
also to the group.
One
if you take away the roof
the fire,
line,
and
never
socialist
the
MPs was allowed to enter
the building
with a photographer.
When someone went to investigate, they couldn't get up the staircase because the smoke was so thick. He kind of made up some story about a crazy man making a fire.
We were trying to build a cultural or community center.
Just the roof line
was
destroyed.
Structurally,
the
building
was
hold
a supposedly
friend, Thomas
public
auction. Quantin
and myself for involuntary homicide.
Within
place
10 hours,
the army
and not the local
artists,
police
and on a very personal level motivated by a communal spirit.
They've been seen
what's interesting is that the fire was in a state building.
The building.
There is a continuous
everyone
vigilance
that was there
going on.
Was doing something,
and what you label as art is up for debate.
It's an architectural school.
We weren't building a space
just
in retaliation of paying rent. But if you wanted to get rid of the building and use
the
it
for private
evidence
use,
the
position was the fire on January 25th, 1992, which partially destroyed Le Couvenant.
and he'd found that the painting studios had been ransacked, canvases had been kicked through, the printing press was destroyed,
the highest bidder,
and there were fires set
were organized in the
other parts of the building
that
weren't related to the fire of January 25th. They had been seen destroying other roof lines and other wings of the
concert series,
a place for exchange between individuals who are artists, and on a very personal level, motivated by a communal spirit. In addition, there was damage done by the Vigie, a local police force of thugs hired by the French government.
Closed them school down for repairs,
but they never
did
them. The
entire building had
been
abandoned for
30
years.
There were gates fit in between the existing gates. For a long time, in pushing for the expulsion, he claimed that no one was living in the building.
If you wanted to start a fire,
squatting
to destroy the building, you need a place where the ceilings were low enough.
There was a man seen running from the fire. He had never been seen here before.
Now being done.
What had happened was the army had just gone through ransacking the building.
There were gates fit in between the existing
lawsuits, contre X, against the unknown. We were building a library and theater performances
due to public uproar.
And there were at least 30 people living here
done, and another 40 working.
The fire was set at midnight.
We denied access
to
the building for over 1 month after the fire.
About five theater groups working.
They didn't intend on hurting anyone.
You let it go into a state of disrepair.
The entire building
until
had been abandoned
just
for 30
years.
With the support of the Socialist Party,
when someone went to investigate, they couldn't get up the staircase because the smoke was so thick. What's interesting is that the fire was in a state building.
It's an architectural school.
The highest bidder gets the land.
Very short period.
There is a strategy going on here.
It's highly suspected.
Use the fire as a reason for expulsion. Since the time we moved in, the state was pressing for an expulsion.
The majority of the building was untouched by the flames,
that
and
out.
Even by the smoke.
And he had found that the painting studios had been ransacked, canvases had been kicked through, printing press was destroyed, and there were fires set.
The majority of the building
was untouched by the flames,
related
and even
the
by
fire
the smoke.
January 25th.
This land is worth a lot. Since the time we moved in, the state was pressing for an expulsion. Which we fought.
You let it go into a state of disrepair.
There was a man seen fleeing from the site.
There was a man seen fleeing from the site.
Where the fire was started.
Unfortunately,
if you wanted
after
to
a
start
month,
fire,
the army tear gas
to destroy the building,
barricade,
you need a
park,
place where the ceilings were low
theater performances.
When someone went to investigate, they couldn't get up the staircase because
but
the smoke was so thick.
If you wanted to get rid of the building and use it for private use.
We were denied access to the building for over 1 month after the fire.
We've launched three lawsuits.
In a sense,
against
it was a work ethic.
Use the fire as reason
you
for
had
expulsion.
To be contributing.
To yourself and also to the group.
The state has refused
to do the
investigation.
And
since
never covered
the building, all the residents and the people in support have been
camped
out across
vigilance
the street
going
in a small park.
Right across the street from Gare de l'Est.
We're trying to
turn
the whole
area
into a business
center.
Exposition site. Under the current laws, you couldn't destroy a historical landmark. Like Le Couvenant,
right across the street from Gare de l'Est.
We had a printing press.
A group of seven.
We have people
the
doing fashion,
in
jewelry,
July.
Medical research. In addition, there was damage done by the Vigie, a local police force of thugs hired by the French government. With the support of the Socialist Party, the Green Party, Vivre, and also through the Sorbonne Intellectual Society. What had happened was the army had just gone through ransacking the building. Everyone that was there was doing something. And what you label as
about
art
five
is up for
groups
debate.
Working within the library.
This was
the most strategic
place to start a fire.
The fire spread across the building in 15 minutes.
The ministre d'équipement
was a man seen running from
the
fire.
He had never been
because
seen
the
there
size,
before.
You could never really destroy the building.
There is
a strategy
going
on
since the beginning.
No one was allowed,
no one
back,
was
into
allowed
the
back
into
anyone
the building.
Anyone
seen on
the grounds,
were, arrested.
Were arrested.
The courts threw that out.
The
studios, sculpture studios,
heard on the scene.
And photography studios.
Saying the words, trois fois
during a major event going on.
The fire spread
my friend Thomas
in 15 minutes.
And myself,
they didn't intend on hurting
a homicide.
We had ongoing exhibitions, which changed every 2 weeks.
Given the strength and the speed
each
of the fire,
weeks,
it is
they
suspected.
Organized festivals,
it was started by
a concert series.
We weren't building a space just in retaliation.
By October,
rent.
There were at least 30 people living there. And
the largest evidence
working.
Of opposition
we had
was the
press.
Fire on January 25th,
we had people doing fashion,
1992.
Jewelry, medical research.
We
Which parts were you destroyed?
They had ongoing submissions, which changed every 2 weeks.
Just the roof line relocated, constantly the building
against the unknown. The fire was set.
There was a continuous vigilance going on.
We also had concerts about twice a week. Organized festivals, ongoing concert series. He kind of made up some story about a crazy man making
the courts
fire.
The court threw that out.
The state has refused to do an investigation.
I mean, the Kipnoa has been opposed to the group since
within 10 hours. The
since the time
and not
in,
the local
the state
police
was pressing for on the expulsions,
which we fought.
One of the socialist MPs was allowed to enter with a photographer.
There is a strategy going on here, and theater performances. This was the most strategic place to start a fire.
You hold
a supposedly
law.
Public the current laws, you couldn't destroy a historical or
organized printing studio.
Unfortunately, after a month, the army tear gassed the camp and barricaded.
No one
the
was allowed back into the building,
and anyone seen on the grounds were arrested. Since the expulsion, all the residents and the people in support have
What's
been
interesting
across
is that
the
fire was in
a
state
park.
Building.
The fire was
because
set
of the size,
at midnight on a Saturday
you can
night,
never really destroy the building.
The majority of the building was untouched
due
by the flames.
Uproar,
even by the
smoke.
Investigation is now being done. They're trying to turn the whole area into a business exposition site. If you wanted to start a fire, if you take away
the
roof line, you need a place where the ceilings are low enough.
Under
the
current
laws, you couldn't destroy a historical landmark like the Kuvnaw. This land is worth a lot. By October, there are at least 30 people living here.
Other roof lines,
other wings
of the building.
The highest bidder gets the land.
It's highly suspected.
They weren't building space just in retaliation.
They weren't building space just in
retaliation. Within 10 hours, the army and not
the local police,
you couldn't destroy
on the premises.
Landmark. Like the Kuvnaw.
Given the strength and the speed of the fire, it is suspected it was started by gasoline.
The majority of the building was untouched by the flames, and even by the smoke. We were trying to
the entire
build
building had been abandoned for 30
center.
Years.
For a long time, in pushing for the expulsion, he
we were
cleaned
building
the library.
Was living in the building.
That we were just kind of squatting temporarily for a very short period of time.
The highest
if you take away the
line.
Roof line and never cover the building, you're destroying the building.
The largest evidence of opposition was the fire on January 25th, 1992.
A group of seven moved into
the building
destroyed
in July. There was a man seen running from the fire. He had,
they had
been
ongoing
seen there before.
Which changed every
what
two
had
weeks.
Happened was
they
the army had
press,
just gone through ransacking
they had people
the
doing
building.
Fashion, jewelry, medical research.
The largest evidence
a group
of
seven
was
the
fire
the
on January 25th, 1992.
Everyone that was there was doing
which partially
something.
Destroyed
and what you label as art is up for debate.
Just the roof line was destroyed. Structurally,
since the expulsion,
the building
all the residents and the people in support have been camped out across the street.
He kind of made up some
park.
Story about a crazy man making a fire. And he had found that the painting studios
the
had
fire
been ransacked, canvases
the building,
had been
15 minutes.
Kicked through, printing presses
made up
destroyed,
some story about a crazy man
fire
making
set.
A fire.
And the other parts
there
of the
was a strategy going
that
on
weren't
here.
Related to the fire of January 25th.
There were gates fit in between
it's
the existing gates.
It's highly suspected that it was arson.
My friend Thomas
trying to turn the whole area into a business
and myself
exhibition site.
For involuntary homicide.
Since the expulsion,
all
the residents and the people in support
have been camped out across the street
local
in a small
police
park.
Force of thugs hired
about
by the
five groups working within the building. The state has refused to do
the
investigation
state of disrepair right until
you can justify
its
demolition. Each 2 weeks,
for a long time, pushing for the expulsion,
he concert series
living in the building.
They've been seen destroying
that we were just kind
of
squatting
temporarily.
The
fire was set at midnight on a Saturday night.
My friend Thomas Quantin
and myself
was a man
for involuntary
homicide
where the fire was started.
You let it go into a state of disrepair
going on.
You can justify
unfortunately,
its demolition.
After a month,
the
army tear gassed the camp and barricaded the park.
They
had ongoing exhibitions
closed
which changed every 2 weeks.
For repairs, but they never did them over a period of 5 years.
One of the socialist MPs was allowed
we
to
also
enter
had concerts
with a photographer.
About twice a week.
The fire spread across the building in
this
was
the most
minutes.
Strategic place to start a fire.
This land is worth a lot. In addition, there was
used the fire
as reason
easy.
For expulsion.
A local police force of thugs
they didn't intend
the
on hurting
government.
Anyone.
We were trying to build a cultural
there were gates
center.
Fit in between the existing gates.
Everyone that was there was doing something.
Because of
and
the
what
size,
you label as art,
you can never really destroy the building.
What had happened was the army had just gone through ransacking the building since the beginning.
And theater performances, a place for exchange between individuals who are artists, and on a very personal level, motivated by a communal spirit,
on the scene,
state has refused to do an investigation.
Given the strength,
but if you wanted to get rid of the building,
it is suspected
and use it for private
use. It was started
use.
By gasoline.
We were building
this was
a
the most strategic place to start a fire.
But if you wanted to get
the
rid of the building,
threw that out
and use it for private use, we had people doing fashion, jewelry, medical research. During a major event going on,
the support of the Socialist Party, the Green
used
Party,
the fire as reason for expulsion. Thief,
and also through this, was a man seen running from the fire. He had never been seen there before.
In a sense, there was a work ethic involved.
You had to be contributing
to yourself and also to the group.
The firemen,
a place for exchange between individuals who are
scenes,
artists, and on a very personal level, motivated by a communal spirit. There is a continuous vigilance going on. We also had
the
concerts
entire building
about twice a week.
For 30
In
years.
A sense, there was a work ethic involved. You had to be contributing to yourself and also to the group.
Right across
when
the street
someone went
from
to investigate,
the vest,
they couldn't get up the staircase because the smoke was so thick. By October, there were at least 30 people living there, and another 40 working.
But they never did them over a period of 5 years.
Due to public uproar,
the social investigation
party
now being done.
No one was allowed back into the building, and anyone seen on the grounds were arrested.
We were denied access to the building for over 1 month after the fire. One of the socialist MPs was allowed to enter.
Unfortunately, after a month,
when someone went to investigate,
they couldn't get up the staircase because
the smoke
was so thick. The fire was in a state building.
There was a
massive strategy fleeing from the site.
A group of seven
was started
into the building,
and about five theater groups working within the building.
Everyone that was there
found that the
painting studios had been
ransacked,
as
art is
up
for debate,
kicked through
as printing
presses,
sculpture studios,
and there were fires set
architecture and photography studios that weren't related to the fire of January 25th.
Unfortunately, after a month,
they've launched
three
tear gas
the camp and barricaded the
park. The unknown. You let it go into a state
Since
of disrepair
the time
until
in,
you
the
can
state was pressing
demolition
for an expulsion. One of the socialist MPs was allowed to enter with a photographer. Right across the street from
we denied access to the building.
There were gates fit in between
one
the
existing
month after
gates.
The fire. Just the roof line was destroyed.
Structurally, you hold a supposedly public auction.
The courts threw that out.
If you wanted to start a fire to destroy the building, you need a place where the ceilings
there
were low enough.
There was a man seen running from the fire. He had never been seen there before.
In a sense,
there
organized printing studios,
there was a
sculpture
work ethic
studios.
Involved.
You
had to be
contributing studios
to yourself
with intent and
also as
the
army
group.
And not the local police
who are on the premises. My friend Thomas Quentin
site
and myself
the highest bidder
for involuntary
fire.
Homicide.
The fire spread across
if you
the
wanted to get rid of the
in
building
15 minutes
and use it for private use. The fire was set at midnight on a Saturday night.
The majority of the building was untouched
by
the flames,
supposedly,
and even by the smoke.
Auction. We
used the fire as reason for expulsion.
An architectural school.
Since the time we moved in, the state
for
was pressing
period of time.
For an expulsion, which we fought by October.
There were at least 30
during
people
a major event
there,
going on.
Another 40 working.
What had happened
during a major
was the
event
army
going
had just
on.
Gone through ransacking the building,
a place for exchange between individuals who are artists, and on a very personal
each 2 weeks,
motivated
by
organized festivals,
spirit.
Ongoing concert series.
We weren't building a space.
They didn't intend on hurting anyone.
We
organized printing studios, sculpture studios, architecture.
The largest evidence
for opposition
was the fire on January 25th, 1992.
Since the expulsion, all the residents and the people in support have been camped out across the street in a small park.
We had people doing fashion, jewelry, medical research.
Other roof
when someone went to investigate, they couldn't get up the staircase because the smoke was so thick.
Anyone seen on the ground
were arrested.
We also had
it's
concerts
highly
about twice a week.
It was arson. They had been seen destroying other roof lines and other wings of the building.
And about five theater groups working within the building. And theater performances.
We were denied access
this
to the
building for strategic place to start
one
a
month
fire.
After the fire.
We had this
ongoing
submissions, which changed every 2 weeks.
Vivre, and also through the Sorbonne Intellectual Society.
There is a continuous vigilance going on. For a long time, in pushing for the expulsion, he claimed that no one was living in the buildings.
Under the current laws, he just couldn't destroy a historical landmark. At Le Couvenant,
my friend Thomas,
one of the socialist MPs,
and myself,
was allowed to enter
for involuntary homicide. Due to public uproar,
an investigation
has refused to do an investigation. We had ongoing exhibitions, which changed every 2 weeks. Because of the size,
made up some story
he
about
can never
really
destroy the building.
Fire.
There was a man seen fleeing from the site where the fire was started.
Down for
we were building
repairs,
a library,
but they never did them over a period of 5 years.
If you wanted to start a fire to destroy the building, you need a place where the ceilings were low.
We
also had concerts
within
about
10
twice
hours,
a week.
The army and not the local police were on the premises. An architectural school for a very short period of time.
By October, there were at least 30 people living there and another 40 working. If you take away the roof line
for 30 years
and never cover the building, you're destroying the building.
No one was allowed back
there
into
was a
the
strategy
building.
Anyone
going
seen
on
the grounds were arrested. You could never really destroy
access
the
to the building for over
and he had found that the painting
fires had been ransacked, canvases had been kicked through, a printing press was destroyed, and there were
for
fires
a long time
set
pushing
for
the
other
expulsion.
Parts of the building
he claimed
that
no one
was
living
related
the
to the fire of January
25th.
That
we were just kind of squatting temporarily.
The entire building had been abandoned for 30 years.
What's interesting is that the fire was in a state building. We've launched 3 lawsuits, contre X, against the unknown.
Under the current laws, you couldn't
and
destroy a historical landmark.
Has been opposed to
the Couvenant since the beginning.
They didn't intend on hurting anyone.
Within 10 hours, the army, and not the local police, were on the premises.
Turn the whole area into a business exposition site. Unfortunately, after a month, the army tear gassed the camp and barricaded
in addition,
the park.
There was damage done by the Vigy.
You let it go
a
into
local
a state of disrepair
force
until you can justify
by the French government.
And about 5 theater groups working
the
within the building
had been heard on the scene.
We were building a
saying
library
the words
to support
the Socialist Party, the Green Party. Vivre
and
was
also
three running from the fire.
He
had never been seen there before.
He kind of made a fire
was
set
about a crazy man
on a Saturday
fire.
In addition, there was damage done by the Vigy, a local police force of
due to public uproar.
French government
investigation.
Since the time we moved in, the state
was
a
man
seen
fleeing
from the site
where the fire was started.
There is a continuous vigilance going on.
If you wanted to start a fire to destroy the building,
there were gates fit
in place
where the
ceilings were low enough.
We were trying to build
everyone
a
that was there
was doing something.
And what you label as art is
since
up for debate.
Since the expulsion, all of our buildings and the people in support have been camped out across the street in a small
each 2 weeks,
park.
They were organized
this
festivals
worth a
ongoing
lot.
The firemen
series
had been heard on
just
the
roof line was destroyed.
Saying the words, trois fois de sens.
The largest evidence
if you wanted to get rid of the building,
the fire on
use it for private
25th,
use.
We've launched 3 lawsuits contra X against the unknown.
Given the strength and the speed of the fire, it is
highly suspected
it was started by gasoline.
The court's interesting data is that the fire was in a state building.
And he had found that the painting studios had been ransacked, canvases had been kicked through, printing press
the fire
was destroyed,
spread across the building.
And there were
in
fires
15
set
minutes,
in the other
the
parts
highest
of the building
bidder gets the land
that weren't related to
when
the fire.
When someone went
January
to investigate,
25th.
They couldn't get up the staircase because the smoke was so thick.
The place
for
the building was
untouchable
for artists,
and even by the smoke,
and on a very personal level, motivated by a communal spirit.
Unfortunately, after a month, the army tear gassed the camp and barricaded
the park.
This was
the
most strategic place to start a fire.
We used the fire as reason for expulsion. What had happened was the army had just gone through ransacking the building.
Has been
a
printing press
to the group since the beginning.
We had people doing fashion,
a major
jewelry,
event
medical
going
research.
On. The courts threw that out.
and theater performances.
This land
when someone
worth
went
a lot.
To investigate, they couldn't get up the staircase because the smoke was so
we're
thick.
Trying to build a cultural or community center.
The fire
if you
was
take
set
away the roof line
on a Saturday night
and never cover the
since
building,
the expulsion,
destroying
all
the building,
residents and the people,
a group of seven
have been camped
out
across
the
street in
July.
A small park.
The equipment closed them
since the time we moved in.
Repairs,
the state was pressing,
but they never did
expulsion
over a period of 5 years.
But you fought. We had ongoing exhibitions, which changed every 2 weeks.
In a sense,
this was the most strategic
was
place
a work
to start
ethic
a fire.
Involved. You had to be contributing.
You let it go into
yourself,
your state disrepair
and also
until you
to the
can
group.
Justify its demolition. The state has refused
by
to
October,
do an investigation.
There are at least 30 people living there and another
given
40
the strength
working.
And the speed of the fire, it is suspected it was started by gasoline
right across the street from Gare de l'Est.
There are gates fit in between the existing gates.
La ministre
de architectural school closed them school
for
down
very
for repairs.
Time.
One of the
but
social
they never did
MPs
over
was allowed
a period
to 5 years.
The photographer.
My friend Thomas Quentin
there was a strategy
and myself
here.
For involventary homicide. If you take away
what
the roof line
was the army
and never cover the
through
ransacking
destroying
the building.
Under the current laws, you
by
couldn't
October,
destroy a historical landmark.
There are at least 30 people
the
living
now.
And
the
state has refused to do an investigation.
I mean,
the firemen
they keep
had
have
been
imposed
heard
the
on the scene,
since the beginning,
saying
they
the words
12
fois
de
sens. Against the
fire
unknown.
Spread across the building.
There's a continuous
minutes.
Vigilance going on.
We were denied access to the building for over
in addition, there
one
was damage
month
done
after the fire.
This
the
was the
local
most strategic place
police
to start
force
a fire.
Thugs
the fire was
by the
set
French government.
At midnight on a Saturday night, a place for exchange between individuals who are artists.
We're trying to build
on a very personal level,
motivated by a communal spirit.
The majority of the building was untouched by the flames
and even by the smoke.
There was a man seen fleeing from the site where the fire was started.
Given the strength and the speed of the fire, it is
for a long time in pushing for
it was
the
started
expulsion,
by gasoline.
That no
within
one was
10 hours,
the army
and
that
not
we
the
were
local
police
kind of squatting temporarily
were on the premises.
There
were gates
building
fit in between the existing
retaliation
gates.
Of paying rent.
They're trying to turn the whole area
the entire
into a business
building had been abandoned
site.
For 30 years.
But because of the size,
had been
you could never really destroy
the
building.
Saying the
They're
words,
trying to turn the whole area
descents.
Into a business exposition site. Each 2 weeks, there were organized festivals ongoing.
The current
concert
laws,
series,
you couldn't destroy
a sense,
historical landmark.
There was a work ethic involved. In addition,
you had to be contributing
by the VG
to yourself
and also
a local
to the group.
Police force of thugs hired by the French government. The largest evidence of opposition was the fire on January 25th.
One of the socialist MPs
was allowed to enter,
with a
which partially destroyed.
You could
denied access to the building for
each
over
2 weeks, there
1 month
festivals
after the fire.
Ongoing.
There was
concert
a man
series
fleeing from
the
site. The
fire spread across
the
fire
was started
in 15 minutes.
What had happened
is
the army had just gone
through
ransacking
the
building.
Used
the
fire as a reason for expulsion.
The Socialist Party, the Green Party, Vivre, and also through the Sorbonne.
If you take away the roof line and never cover the building, you're destroying the building. You hold a supposed
state
has refused
option.
To do an investigation.
For a long time, in pushing for the expulsion, he claimed that no one was living in the building, that we were just kind of squatting temporarily.
During a major event
kind
going
of
on,
made up some story
unfortunately,
about a crazy man
after
making
a month,
fire.
The army tear gassed the camp and barricaded the park. They didn't intend on hurting anyone. There's a continuous vigilance
a
going on. You let it go into a state of disrepair until you can justify its demolition.
If you wanted to start a fire to destroy the building, you need a place
someone
where the
went to
investigate.
They couldn't get up the staircase because the smoke was so thick.
The highest bidder gets the land.
They've been seen destroying other roof
they
lines
had concerts about twice a week.
A place for exchange between individuals who are artists. And on a very personal level,
motivated
by
studios,
spirit.
Sculpture studios,
he had found that the painting studios had been ransacked, canvases had been kicked through, printing press was destroyed, and there were fire set errors
in the other parts of the
but
building
they never did them
that were related to the fire
years.
Of January 25th.
No one was allowed back into the building, and anyone seen on the grounds were arrested.
The entire building had
there
been
was a strategy
for 30
years.
Everyone that was there was doing something.
We had ongoing
what you label as art,
which changed
up for
every 2 weeks. Due to public uproar,
an investigation is
my
now
friend
being
Thomas
done.
Quantin,
we've launched three lawsuits for involuntary homicide.
Since the expulsion, all the residents and the people in support have been
seen running from
across the street.
He had never been seen there before.
But if you wanted to get rid of the building,
seen
destroying use it for private use. What's interesting is that the fire was in a state building, right across the street from Gav's nest. If you wanted to start a fire to destroy the building, you need a place where the ceilings were low.
The highest bidder gets the land.
They didn't intend on hurting anyone.
This land is worth a lot. Everyone that was there,
the group of
was
seven
doing something,
into the
and
building,
what you label as
July,
is up for debate.
Use the fire as a reason for expulsion. No one was allowed back into the building. Anyone seen on the grounds were arrested.
Very sure.
Building a library.
We had a print
since
press,
the time we moved in,
the state
was people
pressing
doing fashion, jewelry,
expulsion.
Medical research, which we fought.
A group of seven moved into the building in July.
We had a printing press
and about five theater groups
people
working
doing fashion,
building.
Jewelry, medical research. But if you wanted to get rid of the building,
organized printing studios,
use it for
sculpture
private use.
Studios,
architecture and photography studios. We also
given
had concerts about
and
twice a week. We were building a library.
It was started by gasoline and it was arson.
Of the Socialist Party, the Green Party,
Vivre, and also
the roof line was destroyed.
Structurally, the building is sound.
And about five theater groups working within the building.
The largest evidence of opposition
within
was
10
the
hours, the army
25th,
and not the local police were on the premises.
It's partially destroyed
building space just
this
in retaliation
worth a lot.
To paying rent.
Right across the street from Gav de l'Est.
There were gates fit in between the existing gates.
We were trying to build a
due to public uproar,
center.
An investigation
the majority of the building
done.
Was untouched by the flames
and even by the smoke. What's interesting
What's
is
interesting
that the fire, was,
that
in
the
state
fire
building,
was in a state building. And he had found that the painting studios had been ransacked, canvases had been
in a sense,
kicked through, printing presses
there was
destroyed,
a work ethic involved.
And there were fires set
that had to be
in
contributing
other parts of the building
to yourself
that weren't related to the fire
to the
of January 25th. There was a man seen running from the fire.
He kind of made up some story about a crazy man making a fire. Because of the size, you can never really destroy the building.
There was a man seen fleeing from the site where the fire was started.
Due to public
what had
uproar,
happened was the investigation
just gone through
ransacking the building.
You hold a supposedly
right across
public
the street
auction.
From Gav de l'Est.
A group of seven moved into the
found
building
that the painting
in July.
Studios had been ransacked, canvases had been kicked through, a printing press was destroyed. There was a man
and there
seen
were
fires from the fire. He had never been seen there before.
That weren't related to the fire on January 25th for a very short period of
he
time.
He kind of made up some story about a crazy man making a fire.
Given the fire
and the speed of the fire, it is suspected it was started by gasoline.
With the support of the Socialist Party, the Green Party, Vivre, and
yeah,
also through
press,
a Sorbonne Intellectual
we
Society.
People doing fashion, jewelry, medical research
by October.
And theater performances.
There were at least 13
10 hours,
here,
the army,
and
not the local police.
A place for exchange
on the premises
of individuals who are
they
artists.
They weren't building a space
on a very personal
level, motivated
right.
by a communal spirit. And he had found that the painting studios had been ransacked, canvases had
you
been
hold a supposedly
kicked through, printing press
auction.
Was destroyed, and there were fires set in the other parts of the building.
That weren't related
because
to the fire
of the size,
on January 25th.
You can never really destroy
What's
the building.
What's interesting is that the fire was in a state building during a major event going on.
I mean, the
majority of the building was untouched
the
by the flames,
the
and even by the smoke. And you hold a supposedly
they didn't intend
public
on
hurting anyone. They didn't intend on hurting anyone.
Right across
the majority
street
of the building was
left.
Untouched by
my
the flames.
My friend Thomas,
and even by the
Quentin,
smoke. And myself. For involuntary homicide.
For a long time, in pushing for the expulsion, he claimed that no one was living
what had happened was the army
that
had
just gone
squad and
sacked
the building. But if you wanted to get rid of the building and use it for private use,
we were denied access to the building for over
we were
one
denied
month
access
after
to the
building
fire.
For over 1 month after the fire. The firemen had been heard on the scene saying the words trois fois des
if you wanted to get rid of the building. And use it for private use.
He
launched
for a long
three
time
lawsuits
for the
expulsion
he
against
claimed
the unknown.
No one was living in the building.
That we were just that kind of squatting temporarily. If you wanted to start a fire
down
to destroy the
repairs,
building, you need a place where
never
the ceilings were low enough.
Over a period of 5 years.
No one was allowed back into the building, and anyone seen on the
if
grounds
you wanted to
start
arrested.
A fire to destroy the building, you need a place where
because
the ceilings
were
low enough. You can never really destroy the building.
We're
about five theater groups working within the building.
Center.
By October,
There were at least 30 people living there, and another 40 working.
There was a strategy going on here.
He kind of made up some story about a crazy man making a fire.